Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ace. Welcome to the Trep Life with Ace podcast, episode number 6. I'd like to thank you all for joining me today. However you may be listening, of course, you can catch me on all of your favorite podcast platforms, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple. Wherever you may find this, please continue to support. Spread the word, pass the word along to your friends and beloved family members. Business owners, entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, trap stars, trap life endeavors, whoever, wherever you may be, I appreciate the support. Today's episode is going to be brief, but I think it's going to hammer on a point that I really want to stress as to why I'm doing what I do and why I'm pressing the issue for Black business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs to have a presence online. So many of you probably know, or maybe you have not, but just last night, and today is June 2nd, so last night would have been June 1st, there was a big boxing match on in the heavyweight division. I'm a big boxing fan. I try to catch every boxing match that I can. And this boxing match was a heavyweight fight between a gentleman by the name of Anthony Joshua, who comes from England, and another young man by the name of Ruiz, and he comes from Mexico. He's a Mexican heavyweight fighter. And Anthony Joshua, the odds were in his favor. It was expected that he was going to come to America. He was going to win this fight fairly easily. He's a very muscle-bound man, very tall. He looks very, very strong, and he's been knocking guys out. I mean, he's probably not the best of boxers in the sense of knowing how to really box, but as far as being strong and having enough skill to lay a punch in the right place to knock out his opponent, he's proven that he can do so. And on the flip side of that, we have Ruiz, and Ruiz is a heavy set guy. He's a heavyweight for sure. You know, the guy is not muscular. He doesn't have a six pack. You don't see the well defined pecs and biceps and all of those different things. But nonetheless, he is a professional fighter, and this is what he does for a living. He is a fighter. So last night we expected to see a short fight. Those of us who follow boxing, we expected to see a very interesting fight. And we really did expect for Anthony Joshua. Many people expected Anthony Joshua to win that fight. Me, myself, on the other hand, because I'm a boxing enthusiast, I know that Ruiz has more boxing skill, more boxing technique. He is underrated as far as his speed goes. And Anthony Joshua is not necessarily the most technical of boxers. Again, as I just mentioned, he's a strong guy, and he's able to lay a good punch and knock, you know, he probably knock anybody out if he lays the right punch on him. And so last night we were watching the fight, and my daughters were in the room with me. My young daughters were watching the fight with me. They tend to come in and spend some time with their father, you know, just sitting around watching boxing with me. And they were watching the fight, and they were rooting for the guy that had the most muscles, that seemed like he was the strongest guy in the ring. And they were looking at Ruiz with his, you know, the guy has a gut, you know, he's jiggling around as he's moving throughout the ring. And they're like, man, how is he a boxer? He's not going to win this fight. And in the third or fourth round, Anthony Joshua lays a punch on Ruiz and knocks him down. Ruiz hits the canvas. Looks like, man, but if he gets back up, he's going to be wobbly. Anthony Joshua's going to finish this thing, right? Ruiz got back up, got back, you know, had his head back on straight, and actually within the same round knocked Anthony Joshua down twice. And the second time, he almost knocked Anthony Joshua flat out of the ring. And I said to myself, wow, I kind of saw this coming, because I saw that Ruiz's speed and his ability to stay in front of Joshua, and his ability to use his jab, and even though he's a shorter, less athletic looking guy, he was the one with the most skill, and he had actually the most heart in that fight. And he went on to knock Anthony Joshua down two more times throughout the fight to win all of Anthony Joshua's belts. We're talking about three championship belts to become the unified champion in that particular division, in the heavyweight division. And that was shocking. That was shocking to a lot of people who aren't necessarily privy to some of the nuances of boxing, and to understand that just because you have the most muscles, you're the taller guy or the guy with the better record, does not always mean that you're the better boxer in any particular match. So it was interesting to see how Ruiz was underestimated because of his image. He was a heavier set guy, not muscular bound. He was shorter. He did not have the perfect record like Joshua did. Nonetheless, he came out and proved everyone wrong. So how does this relate to the movement to rebuild Black Wall Street in the digital age? One of the things that we suffer as Black people in society is that if somebody knows that we are the owner of the business, we tend to receive less business. A lot of the complaints about Black people don't support Black-owned businesses. We hold Black-owned businesses to a higher standard than we would anyone else. We complain about the price of the products or the services that we're receiving from Black businesses, especially when we know that they're owned by Black people. And one of the benefits of having a business online is that you are not presenting yourself as the business owner. Actually, you're only present if you brand it properly and you brand it correctly to broaden and make your business more mainstream. You're not in the forefront as the brand ambassador for the business. You're not the one who is out in the public as the owner of that particular business. So it being a Black-owned business is really only known by the people who own that business. Otherwise, the customer who's seeing the business on their screen, whether it's their phone or their computer, all they see is the branding of the business, how well it's set, the website is set up, how well the products are priced, and if the product or the service satisfy their particular need or want at that time. And then they make a buying decision from that point on. So the color of skin of the owner or owners matters not when it comes to an online business. Why is this important? Because as I just mentioned, if the greater society comes to your website and your website is showing that you are exclusively a Black-owned business, chances are they're not going to spend any money with you. Let's just keep it 100, right? We're just going to tell the honest truth. If your website has "I am Black" in it, iamblack.com, this is my blackbusiness.com, then you are only attracting a small fraction of your potential customers. Colgate does not say who owns Colgate. Colgate only presents itself as the toothpaste brand that is going to satisfy your toothbrushing needs, right? So you go and you buy toothpaste, you buy Colgate toothpaste because Colgate is presenting itself as toothpaste, not Black toothpaste or white-owned toothpaste or Asian-owned toothpaste or whatever color or whatever nationality you want to put in front of that, right? Colgate is Colgate. However, many of us in the Black community feel like we have to present ourselves as a Black-owned business all the time in an effort to drive what? Are we driving only Black patronage, Black customers to our business? And even in that instance, we see that Black people also hold you in contempt almost and won't even spend money with you as a Black-owned business. So my thing is, let's get away from presenting ourselves publicly as Black-owned businesses, and we present ourselves publicly and online as businesses. So I have a toiletry business, not a Black-owned toiletry business, but a toiletry business where I sell toiletries, toothpaste, tissue, toilet tissue, napkins, soap, shea butter, shampoo, whatever it is, right? The companies who were using shea butter, which comes exclusively from Africa, are not presenting themselves as African-ran shea butter companies. In fact, many of those people that own those companies are not from Africa. They're from Europe or from America, and they import African products and sell it out into the public and make billions of dollars on that. And they're not presenting themselves as Black-owned anything because they're not, right? Fashion Nova doesn't have to present itself as Black-owned anything, but serves a portion of the Black community. And I'm not hating or disparaging any of these businesses. What I'm saying is that we as Black entrepreneurs and Black business owners have to get away, in most instances, have to get away from setting ourselves into this corner of being Black-owned or minority-owned. Minority-owned businesses receive benefits from grants designed to support minority-owned businesses. And that is only important to mention that you're a minority-owned business when you're going to seek those particular grants and you prove that you are 51% owned by a minority, whether that be a woman or a person of color, as they say. But in business, when presenting yourself to your customer, you should just be your brand. Let's not make your brand exclusively black. Because if we understand the history of this society, we understand where we're come from, we understand that we are already underestimated, undervalued, and marginalized in this society, which means that your black-owned business will be underestimated, undervalued, and marginalized by the greater society. So let's not separate ourselves and put ourselves in such a small box. It's no diss to anyone who's doing it, but I really want us to take a better perspective and to improve upon our perspective that business is business. And the more dollars that you can have flow into your business, the better. That means the more profit, the more revenue, the more opportunity you open for your business. So again, just to reiterate, stop making yourself the black-owned business. Just be the business and serve everyone wherever they are. Serve the entire United States of America, not just the black people in the United States of America. So it is honorable that we have businesses out there who are putting themselves out there as black owned to gain attention from black patrons and black customers. However, in the greater scheme of things, in the effort to rebuild Black Wall Street, we no longer have to be the black business district where we're exclusively serving black people. It was a necessity back when the emergence of Black Wall Streets all across the country. That was a necessity because black people were not being served elsewhere, at least not equally and respectfully. So we had to create our own businesses and let it be known that, yes, black man, yes, black woman, you are welcome into my business. I am here to serve you. But ever since integration and the integration of our dollars into their pockets, we no longer have to rely on black businesses to receive the goods and services that we need and want. So presenting yourself in the digital age to rebuild Black Wall Street, we have to make sure. We have to make sure that we are selling to everyone and that we make it so that everyone sees an opportunity as for them to be a customer of ours because of the product that we're selling, the price point that we're selling it at, and the service that we're offering to the customers. That is the advantage that we have when rebuilding Black Wall Street in the digital age, is that the only face that is seen by the customer is the face of the website, whether it be on their computer screen or on their phone screen. So no longer will they make a decision about whether they're going to patronize this business because of the color of your skin. Take that in. Really digest that. That makes a big difference, a huge difference to the profitability and revenue stream and cash flow of any online business that is owned by a black person. So, now, am I making myself exclusive in the fact that I am only singularly looking at improving black businesses and black entrepreneurs? No, because I want black entrepreneurs to present themselves into the public as brands, as businesses without a black face attached to it. Because if we're going to keep it 100, we already know how we treat black people in this community and in this society. It's unfair. We know it. It is no denying it. We have to admit it. And if we come to terms with it, we understand that we have to kind of move smarter than we have in the past. In the past, as I mentioned, it was necessary. Now it is necessary for us to remove the black from our businesses. And we are just businesses when we present them to the public and to those who we want to be customers of ours, where we are a business. So we've made millions of dollars in our e-commerce stores because we sell to everyone. And in fact, I don't know the color of the skin of the people who are buying my product, and the people who are buying my product don't know the color of my skin. Because at this point, the only thing that matters is the green. The fact that I can provide them what they want and they're getting it from me at the price that they're willing to pay. And we're profitable doing so. And when we advertise our products, we advertise the product, not the person behind the product or the business. So let's change the face when we look at someone and when we judge that person or we judge that business based on the fact that it's a black-owned business. We all do it. We all do it. A lot of us who are more conscious say, well, I'm going to go seek out a black-owned business, which is great, of course. So we have websites such as We Buy Black. I love what the brothers and sisters are doing over there because they're highlighting black-owned businesses so that black people can go and patronize those businesses. But the only people who are going and patronizing those businesses are the conscious black people. The other black folks don't care. They're like, man, I'm not dealing with that. I'd rather go buy my Colgate. I'm not dealing with this black-owned toothpaste. That toothpaste probably don't taste good. It ain't as sweet as Colgate, or they don't have the same, whatever. Whatever the excuse may be, I can guarantee you that it still may be limiting the amount of customers that can be gained. But if we take all of the products that are on WeBuyBlack.com and we separate them into their individual e-commerce stores and we present that product as the product itself and the brand itself without having the black face or the black name attached to it, we can reach a whole lot more people and we can really start to compete. And of course, what do we do with those dollars that we're now bringing back into the black community? And then we start to reinvest and buy back the block and provide scholarships and provide opportunities to build schools and elementary schools and charter schools that serve our people. And we start to draw down that dollar because Chinatown and everything that they're building in Chinatown, I can guarantee you a lot of that money is coming from our neighborhoods when they sell us the beauty supply store products and they sell us the Chinese food and all the things that we get from them. And inside of our communities, they taking those dollars and they're going to support their college fund, their Asian college fund, and they're going to support their business endeavors and their political endeavors as well. See, the game changes when we're able to draw dollars from other communities and we can keep those dollars in ours. And we can go out and we can sponsor the politicians that we want. We can fund their campaigns. We can fund a young brother, a young sister who wants a scholarship to go to school. We can fund our young people to become lawyers and that they become lobbyists in the political realm and go out there and fight on our behalf. It all starts with us being able to draw down dollars from other societies and other communities. And we can do so through e-commerce. E-commerce does not limit us to being a nationwide. It actually opens us to being global. I sell my products to not only in the United States, but of course, France, the UK, Spain, Portugal, Australia, wherever people are that are willing to buy my product, I'll sell it to them. And at no point do they know who they're buying from. At no point do they know. And it shouldn't matter. All that matters is that they're getting what they want at the price point they're willing to pay and that they're getting the proper customer service that they deserve for spending their dollars with us. So I want to leave you guys with that. Mm-hmm. Let's not single ourselves out. Let's not put a target on our backs. In some cases, it is helpful, but in most, it is not. And I believe that if we really get behind branding our businesses as mainstream businesses that serve everyone wherever they are, then we'll be a lot more profitable, a lot more successful. It just takes more of us to do it and more of us to do it well enough. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm willing to serve. So take on this word. I appreciate you listening. Spread the word. Have this conversation inside of your at the dinner table with your children and your family at the barbecues that, you know, we're about to go into the summertime. Have this conversation. Let's really talk about it. Let's really talk about what kind of a change and what kind of a difference this can really make when we present our businesses without having the black face or the black brand behind it. Let's really take it there, guys. We can really do it. We can really change the world as well as we could change the economic status of black people in our community by making sure that we pull dollars from other communities. And the most efficient and effective way to do so is by having e-commerce stores that present themselves online. So thanks again for listening. Like I mentioned, this is going to be a short episode. I really appreciate the support. Spread the word. And I look forward to talking to you guys soon. Peace.